In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Our gospel reading for today is, in a sense, an eviction notice to the nation of Israel. Jesus was warning them that they would either pay their rent to God or they would lose their place in his kingdom. Now, the warning came in the form of a parable. It was about a landowner who planted a vineyard. He made all the necessary preparations for an abundant harvest and leased it out to a tenant farmer. The agreement was that when the crop was gathered, the tenant would pay an agreed percentage to the landowner. Now, this was a familiar arrangement in this country. It was called sharecropping. This is what Jesus was talking about. The landowner leased out his vineyard to a tenant, but at harvest time, something went very wrong. He sent his servant to collect his share of the crop, but the tenants refused to pay. Instead, they abused his slaves and kept all of the harvest for themselves. Then the owner sent his son, thinking that would make a difference. But the tenants plotted to kill the son, hoping to steal the inheritance and keeping it as their own. And finally, the owner had no choice but to reclaim his vineyard and let it out to other tenants. Now, most of us probably don't know a whole lot about sharecropping, but I think we can still understand this parable, because we all know what it is like for the rent to come due. Whether it's a small apartment or a large estate, the payments have to be met. If they are not, then we can run the risk of losing our place of residence and our previous investment as well. Now, of course, the question is, what is Jesus telling us in this parable? He is, first of all, reminding us of our position in this world. We actually are only like tenant farmers. We're sharecroppers. We really do not own anything. It's only ours for a little while. Ultimately, everything in this world belongs to God. And deep in our hearts, we know the truth of that. But somehow we live our lives on a different basis. We act as if these earthly possessions are going to belong to us forever. We commit our time and energy to their accumulation. We cling to them as if it were for all eternity. It seems as if somewhere, somehow, we would recognize the truth of our stewardship and forget the illusion of permanent ownership. You know, one of the most famous stories that Jesus ever told was about a rich farmer whose harvest was so great that his barns could not hold it all. So he built new barns. And he said to himself, "Eat, drink, be merry, you've got plenty for years to come." But not that night the man died. And God called him a fool and asked him, "Whose things shall these be now?" This is a question that we all have to answer. And one thing is for certain, they will not be ours really for very long. We can leave them to our heirs, but in the scheme of things, it won't be theirs for very long either. In this world, we are only tenants. We are sharecroppers. The ultimate and final ownership belongs to God. If we fail to recognize that truth, we're not fooling anybody but ourselves. The other truth contained in this parable is that we must pay the rent or lose the lease. Jesus told the priests and the elders, "The kingdom of God will be taken from you and given to a people who will yield a rich harvest." In other words, either use it or lose it. That's actually one of the basic laws of life. You can observe it in every area. Consider first the physical. You know, about 5 years ago, I had a very serious neck surgery. And I didn't get out of bed for like 6 or 7 days. And when I finally did get up, I was absolutely shocked at how much strength I had lost. I could hardly walk. And that's because I had not been walking. Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've run a mile?
Never.
You know, you might find that almost impossible now. I could stop and walk a little bit, but I don't think I could run a mile. Part of that might be age, but you know, most of it is in activity. A little while ago, I read a story about a 100-year-old man that jogged 5 to 7 miles a day. 100 years old. And he was able to do it because he had done it. And he had done it for years. You and I have not done it, so we have lost our ability to do it. But the same thing is true in other realms of living. You know, if we don't pray, we weaken our ability to pray. If we don't give, we forget the joy of giving. If we don't love and forgive, one day we might discover that we will be unable to. One of the most foolish things that we can do is to not use the privileges at our disposal. If we don't work the land and pay the rent, we lose the lease. It will be taken from us and given to another who will yield a rich harvest. Now let me close by summarizing this entire parable. We don't own anything. We're tenant farmers. We're sharecroppers. In the final analysis, everything belongs to God. And we are responsible to Him for what we do with what we have. And on a regular basis, the rent comes due. We have to pay for what we use. Every privilege carries with it a corresponding responsibility. If we don't use it, we lose it. Now, in this country, most of us enjoy remarkable advantages. We have every opportunity to live a life at its best. And what we do with it is up to you and me. The grace of God is free, but the responsibilities are real. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.